California Governor Gavin Newsom proclaims April as Arab American Heritage Month. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 28, 2024. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, issued a proclamation on Saturday declaring April as Arab American Heritage Month. Newsom's statement comes as anti-Israel protests and encampments have sprouted up on university and college campuses across the United States, calling for a ceasefire in the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas, for the U.S. government to stop arming Israel, and for colleges to divest from Israeli companies. Watch, pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protesters clash at UCLA. Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, leaving 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 200 people taken as hostages. In the aftermath of the attack, Israel launched a self-defense operation in the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza. California joins the nation in recognizing Arab American Heritage Month and lifting up the profound and wide-ranging contributions of Arab Americans in all facets of our society, Newsom said in his statement. Roughly 95% of Arab Americans in the U.S. live in metropolitan areas such as Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California, Washington, D.C., and New York City, according to the Arab American Institute. Watch, pro-Palestinian demonstrator snatches Israeli flag from counter-protester, scuffle ensues. States such as California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, New York, Texas, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, Ohio, Minnesota, and Massachusetts have some of the largest Arab American populations. As home to more immigrants than any other state, California knows firsthand that our diversity is our greatest asset, Newsom continued. Our state is fortunate to have the largest Arab American population in the country, with thriving communities in Los Angeles, San Diego, the Bay Area, and other parts of the state that trace their heritage across the Middle East and North Africa. Watch, Dem Rep. Manning, college protests aren't pro-Palestinian, they're anti-Israel and anti-Semitic. Many Arab Americans have expressed that they feel angered with President Joe Biden and his administration for how they've handled the Israel and Hamas conflict. After a recent $95 billion foreign aid package was passed, with $61 billion going to Ukraine and roughly $26 billion to Israel, many Arab Americans have expressed they feel betrayed. Arab Americans in states such as Michigan have vowed not to vote for Biden. As the war between Israel and Hamas has continued, Palestinians living in northern Gaza are likely already facing famine.